Southeast Asia is the biggest battleground for e-commerce players and is set to be more competitive as more new companies enter the market. I speak to Pierre Poignant, Group CEO of Lazada, the leading e-commerce platform in the region, on how the group plans to step up its game in the 6 countries it operates in. Mr. Pierre Poignant, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Let's start with the growth story of Lazada. It was the pioneer of e-commerce in Southeast Asia. This was in 2012.
Exactly.
And so in just 7 years' time, you guys have become a leading, if not the leading e-commerce player in the region. And you've been there right from the beginning.
So I came in the region more than 10 years ago, and I was always fascinated by e-commerce digital. So in 2012, I decided to co-found Lazada across the region, and right from the get-go, because we were kind of the first, we established a leadership position. And today, 7 years later, I mean, of course, the market has grown massively, and today we are the leader in e-commerce in Southeast Asia. We have more than 50 million customers active on the platform.
Lazada was started by Rocket as the Amazon of Southeast Asia, but it has turned out to be somewhat different, maybe even more than what it was intended to be, is it?
I think when it comes to e-commerce in the region, we have to invent what it means. We have to invent for each market what is e-commerce in Indonesia, in Malaysia, Thailand. So I think from the beginning, what mattered to Lazada is to innovate. Mm-hmm. Bring new innovations to the market. So for example, we're the first one to bring cash on delivery in Southeast Asia, first one to do a mobile app, first one to have a warehouse and fulfillment network. And that's what led Alibaba to invest and acquire Lazada in 2016-17. So today, we are part of the Alibaba group. So I think the way to define us would be the flagship platform of the Alibaba Group in Southeast Asia.
Talk a bit more about, you know, your role. You took over as CEO last December. How has it been? Because, you know, previously you were the COO and you were involved with everything from the supply chain to logistics, last mile, even customer service.
Correct.
So how has your perspective or your role changed since taking on the CEO hat?
Well, a big part of it actually was quite natural. My passion is to build the company, build e-commerce in Southeast Asia, and that has not changed. So of course the nature of the role is different. Now I take care much more of topics around commercial or marketing, but this is a big passion of mine, so I'm very happy to have to take on this broader scope. I think what matters to us is our sellers and our consumers, the engagement on the platform, that's how we call it. So every day we look at how much consumers spend time on our app, what do they do, how do they interact with us, how we interact with the sellers. And same thing on the seller side. What matters is the customer experience, the platform we create. That's a lot of our focus today.
Well, speaking of platform, I understand that you were instrumental in setting up Lazada's logistics network. Lazada recently has the first mover advantage, being the first in the region. But you know, to establish leadership and network in 6 different markets, that's no easy feat. No, how did you do it, and how do you maintain that leadership?
So, I mean, you're right. I think when we talk about e-commerce in Southeast Asia, there's a lot of positive stories, but also a lot of challenges, and logistics is one of them. So right from the get-go, we decided to build a network to control the logistics experience, control the logistics experience for the sellers, or control the logistics experience for the consumer. So today, more than 75% of the orders of the parcel go through our network, and we are able to allocate to the best partner the order so that the consumer experience is the best.
I want to get a sense of the challenges, because in countries like maybe Singapore, Malaysia, it's much easier to do perhaps, you know, same day deliveries. Mm-hmm. But if you look at Indonesia, 17,000 islands, how do you manage that?
So I think, yes, Indonesia is a very diverse nation, very broad in terms of geographies. That control of our logistics is core to what we do in Indonesia. Thanks to that, we are able to allocate to for every order, every parcel, we optimize cost, capacity, lead time to allocate to the best partner to deliver across this archipelago.
E-commerce is now the biggest sector in Southeast Asia. So I want to get a sense of how Lazada sees itself in this region in the longer term.
You're right to point out we have a very long-term focus to this region. The Google Temasek just published a report highlighting that the internet economy will be $300 billion by 2025. So we take a long-term view to the market. And a big factor of what we do is innovate to shape the market. So for just to give an example, we are focusing a lot on the changing consumer habits today. What we can see in Southeast Asia is that consumers, mm-hmm. they spend more and more time on our app. What matters is not only buying, but the experience around buying, before buying or after buying. So we are introducing a lot of innovation to make that shopping more entertaining for our consumers.
Alibaba, their parent company, has seen great success turning e-commerce into entertainment with things like live streaming, gamification. How has that worked out for Lazada? Do you see the same success, or are consumers here a bit different compared to China?
Of course, our consumers are quite different, but our shoppertainment strategy has gotten a huge success. For example, we are partnering with the Jakarta Fashion Week or the KL Fashion Week to introduce See Now, Buy Now show. Mm-hmm. So you can see on the runway and buy on the app, for example. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have 11.11, the biggest shopping festival in Southeast Asia. And you're going to see that we're going to introduce a lot of new interaction games and experience for the consumers, including AR games or online-offline games for the consumer to discover new products, new brands, and new experience.
Why do you think such things work for consumers? Is it because it's more, for example, like live streaming, is it because there's more transparency? Or what is it that makes it work?
I think the consumers in Southeast Asia, they not only look for just buying the product, mm-hmm. they look for the experience around it, the community around it. They want to connect with the sellers or connect with communities of buyers of the same interest. Mm-hmm. And that is very ingrained in the way the consumer shop in Southeast Asia. That's why we believe that it's very successful for us.
And that's going to be a bigger portion of Lazada moving forward?
Yes, so I think it's as you rightly point out, we're putting a lot of innovation to achieve that. In 2018, we rolled out the technology platform of Alibaba. To support Lazada, and therefore it's quite easy for us to take new technology and bring them to market. Our pace of innovation has mm-hmm. Vastly improved. But we're talking about the consumer. I also want to highlight that the same spirit of innovation we applied to the sellers, our brands. We also bring a lot of tools and services to our sellers to connect with their buyers and showcase their products.
Lazada is also, in a way, like Alibaba, is getting closer to the community in the sense like trying to empower sellers, SMEs.
Correct.
Is Lazada going down the same route as Alibaba?
Yes, I think so today I was at the WeCommerce event in front of 2,000 sellers. These are the most important partners of Lazada as we build the digital economy. Mm-hmm. Last year, just in Malaysia, we have doubled the number of sellers on our platform. We have run hundreds of hours of face-to-face training. We have trained 7,000 SMEs in Malaysia to operate on a Lazada platform.
And these sellers, what categories are they from? Are they from fashion or electronics? Just to get a sense of what consumers are looking for.
Today, Lazada has a very broad appeal in terms of categories. We started a lot on electronics. If you're a consumer in 2012, probably we're known for that. But today it's 17% of the items sold on Lazada. But today our largest category is actually fashion. 29% of the product sold on Lazada are fashion products. Then we have FMCG, general merchandising. These categories are long tail categories. And this is the DNA of Taobao in China. In Alibaba. And we inherited the DNA via the technology platform. That's why it's growing so fast on, these for the past couple of years. And finally, I would highlight that we just launched a new category, digital goods. Only 4% of our orders, but fastly growing.
What does it entail, digital goods?
You can buy basic, you know, digital services, so gaming credit or top up for your phones, mm-hmm. or more advanced digital services. As an example, we are with a partnership with Burger King. Mm-hmm. You can buy a burger on Lazada and then redeem it at the Burger King.
So it's like buying a coupon from Lazada.
Correct.
So I'm just trying to get a sense, like 10 years from now, how would Lazada look like in Southeast Asia?
I think 10 years from now, I would love to look back and look at the impact we had on the digital economy. And I would love to see that we have actually accelerated progress and growth in the region for sellers, but also for consumers. That's what I would love to look back.
And how do you measure growth and success? Because typically among e-commerce players, you look at traffic, you look at visitors, you look at merchandise value.
So we actually don't look at these metrics. They are not our priority metrics. Our two priority metrics is the number of consumers we serve and the number of sellers we serve on our platform. That's how we measure the engagement and the success of our platform.
And personally for you, what are your metrics to say that I've done my job well? So, is it just numbers or what is it?
I think personally what matters to me is the impact we have in the region. And I would love to see that because of Lazada, we made a difference to the local economies. We have empowered sellers, we've created jobs. That's what I would like to measure my success.
What are some of the challenges that you face personally taking over this job, the problems that people do not see, you know, running the biggest e-commerce company in this region, diverse markets, different languages, different currencies, buying habits are very different too.
Of course, I mean, you point out the major challenge that we have is the diversity that we have across our region. How can we be relevant mm-hmm. as a platform in all these different markets? For that, we use technology to personalize and localize our platform to each of the individual markets. More broadly, when we build a platform, it's also about the teams and the people. How do we make sure that we have a very diverse team at Lazada that reflects the region we are in? How do we make sure we are able to achieve our vision and mission? I think what's very important is build a very strong culture in the company. So just to as an example, in the past couple of weeks, we have rolled out a new set of values for Lazada that will guide us in how do we work together, how do we make the right decisions facing with challenges or opportunities.
I'm quite interested to know, how did you bring together the cultures of Alibaba and Lazada? Because two very different background companies with very different background. You had the task to really bring it together and to galvanize teams in six different countries.
I think your point. I think both Lazada and Alibaba have very strong personalities. They are very strong mindset. But in the end, we want the same thing. We want to transform Southeast Asia. We want to build an e-commerce platform here, and that's what brings people together. That's essentially how we brought the two companies together.
And how did having Alibaba benefited Lazada? Because Alibaba serves a homogeneous market, a large homogeneous mm-hmm. market, China. But Lazada is, like I said earlier, is different personalities in each country.
I think the relationship between Lazada and Alibaba is, of course, two ways. We have been benefiting immensely from the technology, 20 years of know-how from the group. But today, we are the largest globalization initiative of Alibaba. We are the flagship platform in Southeast Asia, and we are giving experience to the group in their journey to globalization.
The e-commerce battle in Southeast Asia is certainly heating up. We see, for example, Tencent-backed Shopee is probably your closest competitor at this point in time in terms of value, GMV, and also traffic. How are you fending off competition and protect your market share?
So I think we are only at the beginning of the market. Today, e-commerce penetration is like 3%. And in the future, in China, it's 18%. So we are massively growing the market. And I think how our approach is we have a very long-term view to this market. We are building the infrastructure for e-commerce in Southeast Asia. So logistics, we spoke about it. We have the largest logistics network in the region. Payment, the region is largely underbanked, under financial services. We are building, for example, our e-commerce wallet as we speak. Technology, we are building our technology platform across the region. So these are the fundamental pillars that we invest for the future.
Which among your six markets is the toughest to crack?
I think I typically don't compare the markets. Each of them are quite different characteristics. So in Indonesia, we focus a lot on logistics and supply chain in order to differentiate ourselves in the market. In Thailand, on the other hand, we focus a lot on social in order to differentiate ourselves.
What do you mean by social? What kind of interactions or engagement?
In Thailand, we have rolled out a lot of features and services that cater to social commerce, both for the sellers and the consumers. So, for example, we have a channel, what we call a channel, where consumers can come in and sellers can also list their product. That is very looks like a lot like a social browsing of products, more like a how when you shop on Instagram kind of experience as opposed to a traditional website.
If you look at some of these competitors that you have in this region, e-commerce players, for example, Tokopedia, which is also backed by Alibaba, it's doing really well in just one single market, which is Indonesia. So how do you stay ahead in those markets in the sense that these companies have very localized knowledge about what's going on and to cater to the needs of the consumers?
Yes, so Indonesia is the largest market. It's also a very diverse market, so there's a lot of room for different business models. For us, we focus a lot on personalization and localization. With our technology platform, we can personalize at scale, and we can also localize services and products to the needs of the market. So that's how we do for across Southeast Asia.
And one trend that, of course, we are seeing among e-commerce players is big sales campaigns like Singles Day, 11/11.
Yes.
In Malaysia, you have Hari Raya, Ramadan.
Yes. I hope you're going to join us on 11/11 and buy on Lazada.
What I do is I just keep everything in my cart.
Yes.
And then when it hits 11/11,
yes, you check out.
A checkout.
Often there's payment issues if you
yes,
do this.
That
so
too.
What you need to do is top up your Lazada wallet. And if you use the Lazada wallet, we will guarantee payment at midnight.
Speaking about payment as well, I'm sure that is also, you mentioned unbanked communities, right? How do you plan to reach out to this segments then?
So the payment is also a huge challenge in Southeast Asia. I mean, credit card penetration is below 10%.
You mentioned e-wallet is a way to
correct.
Do it. But so for example, in places like remote areas of, I don't know, Indonesia, for instance, how do you educate, how do you get them on board to this e-wallet idea?
So in across Southeast Asia, we have a lot of top-up capabilities. So you can either use a direct top-up via a bank account, or you can go to an offline store, pay cash, and then top up your wallet. So that's the way we do to reach underbanked communities.
Go back on these big sales campaigns,
yes.
Right? You usually have a spike in terms of
correct.
Transactions and whatnot, but how do you sustain that after?
Why do we do these big campaigns? These are very important moments where we rally the ecosystem and we put all our efforts together so that we showcase what could be e-commerce in the future. We stress test our ecosystem. That's very important. We always say at Lazada, today's best is tomorrow's baseline. I can give you a small stat. In 11/11/2012, in Malaysia, we had 90 orders. 11/11/2013, we had 1,500 orders. Last year, 11/11, we breached 1 million orders. So that's these big campaigns enable us to basically set the bar higher for the ecosystem for e-commerce.
What's the target this year?
This year we are focusing a lot on the engagement of our consumers and our sellers.
The challenge for the e-commerce players here is how do you make money while reducing costs? Because you have all these subsidies, right, promotions and whatnot to entice customers. And how do you manage that in long term in order to be sustainable?
So the question is, how do you build a path to a sustainable commerce? This is the core of what we do. We make sure that for every transaction, we have an economical transaction in the long term. So that's the core of what we do. And we work together with our partners to achieve that.
Are you looking into going to more markets in Southeast Asia?
Today, we are in 6 markets in Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. Obviously, constantly look at opportunities, but as of now, no plans.
Okay. And how are you reaching deeper into these 6 different markets?
As I mentioned today, it's only the beginning. So there's a big factor of education. That's why we have, for example, 11/11. Mm-hmm. This big campaign is to rally consumers and sellers to the idea of e-commerce.
How about cross-border sales? Because I understand that it's a big portion of emerging segment of your business to expand the reach for merchants across regions.
Yes, so we are a global platform. Jack Ma has this dream of creating a global network of 2 billion consumers and a million of SMEs to give opportunities to each consumers to buy goods from all around the world and give opportunities from SMEs everywhere to access bigger markets. We are part of that globalization network. So step by step, we work to build the infrastructure for SMEs in Malaysia, Indonesia, and across the region to reach beyond their own markets.
When you look at SMEs in this part of the world, what are the biggest constraints to get to the online global market?
To get to online global markets, I think you need to understand the consumers in each of these markets. Mm-hmm. So it's about merchandising and marketing. You also need logistics to get there. You also need payments because local consumers will pay in local currencies. So these are examples of building blocks that we are very busy in building for the SMEs in Southeast Asia.
And which area do you think needs work the most at this point in time in this region?
I think it's logistics and payments, probably.
It'd be interesting to know, how is your day like, you know, as a CEO looking in 6 different countries? And typically, the most difficult part of running an e-commerce business, what are them and how do you solve them?
What a day looks like for me. So when I don't travel, I have quite a regular schedule. So I wake up at 5:30 every morning. I do a bit of exercise. I get to the office by 8 a.m. I always have a Starbucks before. And then I have a lot of meetings with my teams to problem solve on how to address our challenges and opportunities. And I make a point of finishing my day so that I can have dinner with my family, my wife and my boy and my girl. So that's what a typical day looks like. I think when it comes to addressing the challenges, as I mentioned earlier, besides core infrastructure challenges that we have here, what is most important is the culture in the company. Mm-hmm. So I spend a lot of time explaining our strategy, communicating to the colleagues, either formally or informally in more smaller settings, and we pay a lot of attention to our culture and our values, and we have just recently rolled out our new 6 values. Mm-hmm. For the group.
And this culture, how do you translate it across 6 different markets? We all are very different in terms. Just language alone is probably a big barrier.
Yes, I think. A culture is about, so how do you define a culture? It's about how the leadership team and the management of the company behaves and makes decisions and how we do things. Mm-hmm. It's also about the values that we have in common. And I think both, the easiest is to translate that into stories and examples so that everybody can relate from a past experience of Lazada.
In your opinion, what do you see as a leading e-commerce trend so far, and what keeps you excited? What's new or categories that you think like, hey, this could be big?
So I think what we see is in Southeast Asia is consumers that spend more time on our app. I think they don't want only just to buy, they want to experience shopping. So they spend more time prior buying by engaging with the sellers, engaging with communities that have bought similar products, and they also spend time afterwards to leave, for example, reviews and engage with community about these products. So that's a very big trend that we see in Southeast Asia.
Are there categories that you are particularly keen
so,
to grow?
Today, fashion is our largest category and the fastest growing for us. This was the DNA of Taobao, and we have it in our platform. But I think today, one of the most a very promising category that we launched last year is digital products. That is only 4% of the transactions today, but growing very fast.
One final question about where do you see, what's your vision for Lazada since taking over as CEO?
So our mission at Lazada is to accelerate progress of Southeast Asia via commerce and technology. That's what we want to do. We want to transform the digital economy in the region. That's why we are here.
Okay, right. Thank you so much, Pierre, for your time. It's been great, and I wish you all the best with Lazada's growth and 11.11 that's coming up
yes.
In a few weeks' time.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you.